your father moved here before your family. Was the reason of him moving to the United States solely for economic reasoning, or what do you believe could have been a legitimate reasoning for him moving over here besides economic?
This is better for the family, because we have a better future here compared to the Philippines. Because, like, over there, like, when you're poor, like, you don't really get, like, rich because you're good at something. You get rich because you know somebody, and you're pretty, and stuff like that. I mean, they're very, Filipinos have, I guess, like, just that self-racism, or they're kind of racist towards each other.
Like the, have you heard the term crab mentality?
Crab mentality exists in every culture, but I think that I see it more because with my culture, because I'm Filipino, which, you know, marrying you, seeing, like, the Mexican side of things, I mean, that's how it is too, and other people, like, just people in general are like that. They have crab mentality. They will do anything they need to do to reach the top. That's what I think.
And do you believe the part of the crab mentality of, well, if you're going to be better than me, I don't want that, so I'm pulling you down? Do you believe that part of crab mentality is strong in the Philippines, or how do you feel about that aspect of it?
It's everywhere. That's what I think. I mean, I don't know. I know somebody who's like, okay, well, they're very just educational based. Like, education is the most important thing to them. And, like, over here, it's different when, oh, she's smart, oh, she's a nerd, or blah, blah, blah. You know, she's not cool. But over there, if the smarter you are, the cooler you are in schools and stuff. Which is like, oh, if the one girl thinks the other girl is smarter than her when she knows she's supposed to be number one, then that's when she's trying to do some quote-unquote shady stuff so that she can reach the top, you know, and she don't care if she's going to step all over the other girls.